do so, please close your eyes. Let's just start by taking a nice deep breath in through the nose. Oh, and just breathing out through the mouth. Let's just do that two or three more times. And as you breathe out, feel your feet on the floor. The Earth Mother supporting you. All that strength, all that wisdom. And as you sit there, allow that feeling of serenity to begin to move up your feet. Gently moving into your ankles, and your feet and your ankles become relaxed. Moving up into your calves. This warm, gentle wave of relaxation filling you up into your thighs, into your hips, your lower back becoming heavy in your chair, any tension in your chest relaxing. And while we're there, let's take another nice deep breath in. Letting that out, your shoulders sag, relaxed, gently into the back of the chair. Safe and gentle to let go. Any tension you have in your arms begins to drip out through your fingers. You don't need that anymore. You don't need to worry. All is well in this moment. And then as that warm wave moves up into your neck, you might want to gently roll your head. Just as gentle as a newborn child. Nice. Change direction. And then all the stress just melts out of your neck and your face is soft. And finally, all the last final bits of tension in your scalp and the top of your head gently release. They're gone now. And now that we're here and present, let's take a moment to think about all of the mentors and all the people that we've loved that are with us, still so close, so accessible. The people that have made the transition to spirit, the ones we love and continue to love. And let's take a moment to focus on the joy. Let's take a moment to breathe in the love that they gave us. That's their real legacy. I know I feel it in my chest. So many gifts. And it doesn't end. It keeps growing and multiplying as we share it with those we care about. And this truly is the season of gifts. You know, we stand on the shoulders of giants, and I loved that song, being easy with ourselves, being easy with our memories. And sometimes remembering can be hard. But for myself, I try to love them in their best moments, and for their faults, I release them and forgive at depth. Everyone has their own season where they're growing. And the greatest gift we can give one another and ourselves is to love each other right as we are, right here and now. So let's just sit in the quiet for a moment. Let's begin to come back very gently, maybe wiggling your fingers, gently wiggling your toes, returning to your body, slowly, easily opening your eyes. We're going to sing our thoughts or prayers. If you need a little memory jog, the words are in your bulletin, so you can check that out. And how about we? Yeah, great.
Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Take charge of what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a state of peacefulness, and know that God is always there. And every thought becomes a
We gather together today to honor our loved ones with our presence and hold them close to our hearts and in our memories and to support each other. Loss is part of the human experience. Loss of a loved one, loss of a pet, loss of a job, a divorce, loss of a friendship, a change in health, wealth, or home. The message today is that by going to that place of silence within, we can feel the tenderness, the gentle healing embrace of love, and the presence of peace within our hearts. There are many different ways people and families honor their loved ones during this time of the year. Special foods, special desserts are made, special pictures are placed, and special stories are told, and special ornaments may be displayed. For example, the stole I'm wearing today was made specifically using fabric taken from the ties my father wore and shaped into teardrops. It means so much to me and will become the stole I will wear for future services like this. I encourage you to do something this holiday season, perhaps create a tradition in remembrance of your loved one. Whatever you choose, know it will be perfect. As we sit here together in reflection of our past holidays, some may feel sad, others may feel happy, others just look forward to being done with the season. The invitation here today is to get close to your own heart. Feel love's tenderness and take in the peace. Soon you will have the opportunity to come forward and take an ornament from the trees in the front here as a remembrance of the loved ones you hold close to your heart this season. Upon returning to your seat, soft music and silence await you. Know that you are supported and loved, and that all is well. A Course of Love reminds us that we are all one heart, all one mind, and that our heart is the light of the world. Remembering this returns us to the divine loving embrace where loving arms cradle us. Here we hold each other and loved ones and our loved ones in our loving arms, close to our hearts today and every day. God's heartbeat is the source of the world, the soul of the world, the sound of the world in harmony. Existence with no beginning and no end. One embrace, all in all. None lesser, none greater, for all is all, one in one. If our heartbeat is the heartbeat of the world, and we all share one heartbeat, we are at rest within each other's embrace, and the embrace of God's heartbeat, God's love. In the embrace of love, there is no pain, no hurt. All pain, suffering, and hurt are healed in the embrace. The heartbeat of the embrace does not exist apart from God or Source. The heartbeat is alive, a part of you. The heart connection is what we seek to return to. Let us remember that we are holy and that the world is sacred. Let us remember that we are one with our loved ones in spirit. While holding your loved ones in your heart, feel the tenderness of your own heart. Allow it to come. Feel the heartbeat of the source. Feel the connection by allowing the unification with your Creator to happen. Feel the peace that is within you. This peace is your source. Feel the embrace. A course of love also tells us that the learning that occurs during the time of tenderness is learning from love, and that these lessons must be accomplished in life and require engagement with life. This engagement is a promise, a commitment that requires participation, involvement, attention, and being present. Engagement with life is an invitation to greet your higher self and to live from your higher self within each day. We know that for this to happen, we need only be open and allow ourselves to give and receive as one. We are asked to make room for the new and listen to our heart and let our higher selves be heard. Right here and now, we have the opportunity to tune into our higher selves and look at our extreme human experiences, such as death of a loved one, as cracking open our hearts and opening our minds to our divine presence within. Each of us have experiences of profound joy and grief that become an experience of profound learning. These are the moments in reflection when we say to ourselves, I would not be the person I am today without having had that experience. Today, we ask Spirit to help us heal and help us to see beyond the grief and suffering, to help us find our way to seeing the lessons in this experience of loss, to help us be both the observer and the learner, and to respond from and be our higher selves. We ask for courage and healing to help us to participate in life and be aware and open to the peace of God that is within us. In recognizing our feelings of loss and grief, may we find our way to peace, love, and joy by remembering that we reside in the peace of God. When we are aware of the peace of God within us, grief and suffering dissipate. As we heal, we can make the choice to be a gentle observer and not participate in the extremes. God exists with you in peace. When you feel peace, you are feeling the peace of God, your source. There is no other peace. In a course of love, Jesus tells us that within the peace of God is all the joy of what you have known as the human experience and none of the sorrow. We are reminded that we have the opportunity to make a new choice. We can choose to look beyond the suffering to peace. Our moments of true learning always arrive with the peace of God. We can pause now, in this instant, and feel love's embrace. Feel the peace of God that is our inheritance, that is our higher self. In remembrance of our loved ones, we honor them with this knowing that we are one heart, one mind, complete unity, a relationship of love and peace that is our eternal home. And so it is. You are now invited to come forward and take an ornament from the tree in remembrance of your loved ones. And then you could return to your seat in silent reflection, and Corey will play some nice music for us. Thank you. Thank you.